24.
And welcome here to day three of Classic in the Country. Game one is in the books as Portsmouth defeated Sycamore by a score of 54-49. Portsmouth has gone 2-0 here at the Classic in the Country. Ladies, congratulations on another victory here.
Thank you.
So you guys have got the early draw here both times here. So evidently you guys like early morning basketball, right?
Yeah.
No, not so much.
Not that early.
I like getting it over early.
Well, Hayden, I wanted to bring you up here today. Great game for you. You had 10 points down there and a come-from-behind victory. So you are a junior on this team here. You've been to the Classic in the Country before, Hayden. Talk about your experience being here from year to year and what it's like for you to get to come play in this event.
It's really fun. It's a good atmosphere to be in. And we just come with energy every time. So it makes it even better when our fans come. And we just play great.
Well, I got to tell you, I love your fan base over there. They got the gym woke up this morning. Yeah. They're vocal. They have a good time over there.
Yeah.
That's awesome. So, Kiki, I'm going to jump over to you here real quick. 22 points again today. You had 31 yesterday. So, big scoring weekend for you. And your thoughts, just coming to the Classic in the Country, what's it like for you to get to play here 2 years in a row now?
It feels good. I'm honored, and I love it. I love it here like bad, like bad.
You like this stage, don't you?
Yeah. And thanks to our fans for coming.
Can't be here without your fans, right? See, Anna, so for you, you're a senior. This will be your last trip here. You've been here many times before. So for you, again, 19-point effort for you here today. Just talk about your time getting to play at the Classic in the Country and what it's been like for you.
It's been really fun, and we've been really successful while we've been here. And you get invited here, so we had to put in the work to be able to even come here. And I think how we've played here has really showed how much work we've put in and how hard we play as a team and how much fun we have.
Absolutely. All right, here you go, girl. I'm going to set you up. This is an opportunity for you to get brownie points with the coach, or it goes the other direction, right? So Coach Amy Hughes, she's pretty intense, great coach, been at it a long time. Just talk about what it's like playing underneath of her.
She's my aunt, and it's like we're all family, and she's not afraid to, get on us and tell us what we need to do. They want the best for us, and if they have to get on us, that it's just gonna push us to make us better.
Yeah, absolutely.
If we're down by halftime or if we're down at all, they push us and they just keep us going, and they say stuff that we want to hear or we don't want to hear sometimes, but we are all family and we all know how to work together, and we've been doing it, so it's not new to us anymore.
Absolutely. Hayden, watch from you.
Sometimes it's okay. Sometimes she's real annoying, but I mean,
that's okay.
I'm just being honest, but it does push us to make us better. So
we woke up at 6 o'clock in the morning. 6 o'clock in the morning.
6 o'clock in the morning.
I just
come out
to
for shoot
that.
Around. You were up getting ready. Breakfast time. What was 6 o'clock in the morning?
We had to get up and go eat breakfast until 7:30. And yeah, it was just
leave
crazy.
At 7:30.
Yeah, we had to leave at 7:30, but we got up at 6.
Well, guys, that's what a good coach will do. They push you to make get the best out of you. And Coach Hughes does that. She's a great coach. I think you're very blessed to be able to play for her. So I think you all three answered that pretty well. I don't think any of you's in trouble at this point. Well, ladies, I want to thank you again for being up here. Congratulations, 2-0 in the Classic in the Country. Back here again this year. We hope to see you here again in the future. Congratulations. Thanks for being here.
Thank you for having us.
Day three, Classic in the Country. More coming your way here on WKLM.